Hello, how you doing? It's Jacob Patterson.
Jacob, how are you today?
I am wonderful.
Man, it's good to hear from you. First off, let me start by just saying thank you for serving our great country.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir.
Now, you're from Corpus Christi.
Well, I originally grew up in Fort Worth. I've lived in Corpus for the last couple of years, and that's where I'm stationed at.
Okay, and where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm in Cobb, Basra, Iraq.
And what is you're a first lieutenant, and what is your job that you do in the military?
I am the engineer plans officer for United States Division South.
And what does that mean in people like me that don't understand that? Because those are more than three-syllable words.
Yes, sir. What I do is for all our planning efforts and operations that go on across the nine southern provinces of Iraq, I provide engineer expertise that go into these planning efforts to ensure that we sync engineer operations across the battlefield, including route clearance, general construction, and partnering with the Iraqi security forces and their engineer counterparts.
When you obviously what you do is a very important job, and do you see the fruits of your labor?
Absolutely. Every day, you know, we look around and you can see progress across Iraq, and especially in USD South. It's great to see. You know, we're working towards that goal of the end of December and you know, moving out of Iraq and letting them continue to secure their own country. And you can definitely see progress with the Iraqi security forces and the fruits of our labor coming to fruition.
We're talking to First Lieutenant Jacob Patterson. He's working with the Texas Army National Guard. He's currently in Iraq, and he's visiting with us today. When you're far away from home, like Iraq is, and you obviously have a little bit of spare time occasionally, what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I have a lot of free time to work out in the evenings, spend time Skyping with the family, and you know, relying on faith and friends to make it through this long deployment.
You mentioned family, so I'm going to guess that you've got some folks back here you'd like to say hello to, so I'll give you some time to do just that.
Yes, sir, I would love to say hello to my beautiful wife, Amanda, and my children that are there, Trinity and Chandler and Gavin, and all my friends back at Bay Area Fellowship.
Well, I'm sure those folks are glad to hear from you, and I think I speak for everybody when I say we will be glad to welcome you home when you come back. When are you due to come back to Texas?
Sir, we'll be heading back later this year. Got, you know, 4 to 5 months left, and then we'll be headed back home to that warm Corpus Christi sun.
Well, First Lieutenant Jacob Patterson, thank you for serving this great country, and you're doing some great work, and we appreciate you taking time to visit with us today. We very much appreciate that. God bless, and be sure when you come back to Corpus Christi that you let us know about it so we can be there to greet you.
Will do, sir. And if I could, I'd just like to say it's an honor serving with the 36th Infantry Division, with the Texas Army National Guard, you know, providing command and control over approximately 9,000 active duty and reserve service members within United States Division South, and representing Corpus Christi the best we can, sir.
Jacob, it's well said. Just if you want to pass this along to some of your family members and friends, I'm going to this will air at 3:45 this afternoon on K99.
All right, will do, sir. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jacob. We appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.